recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
So horrible, yeah. Horrible. Get it on. Got to get on. The church will get on. Mandate. Get it on.
That's the opposite of horrible.
Tune it in, and thanks for telling a friend. That about you, right, Drew?
Yes.
I want to thank today's sponsors, True Car. You can visit True Car for newer used car needs and download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices. Drew?
So are you watching any like Netflix these days? Do you have any time for that?
Yeah, I watch occasional something. I was actually just in the sort of bizarre Netflix world. Something that you all, you know, and Drew want to talk about something, but unfortunately I watched Netflix last night and I saw the whole Kardashian OJ thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just this crazy thing because I think the whole OJ thing was so much that we, too much to process, and we just all put it behind us like some sort of post-traumatic stress, whatever.
Yeah.
But there is... color high def footage of like OJ comes back from Chicago. OJ is being surrounded by cops and like talking to cops in the driveway and this and that and the other. There is OJ's assistant with the Gucci garment bag, and OJ's assistant like hands it off to Robert Kardashian, who's like standing in the driveway. And you see Kardashian, like she puts it down, that she kind of pushes it over toward him, and then he kind of like is just looking around, and there's cops everywhere, and they're all like kind of talking to OJ and keeping the reporters off or something. And there's just footage of him like going, like looking. And at some point he like picks it up and he walks it around to like the front of the cop car. And then some other cops come like walking by and he like sets it back down again. He's just like looking. And at some point the lady cop like starts talking to somebody again, and he just picks it up and walks away with this garment bag filled with OJ clothes and God knows what. And then later on, it's like, what happened to the bag? Hard to tell. Don't know.
Not sure.
And it's like, I don't know how exchanges of baggage.
You need to discuss it with your friend Garagos.
And clients normally work, but that fucker just took a bunch of evidence and disposed of it. Like, there is no other. There is no other scenario.
Right.
I don't know what scenario where I would return to my home and go, I'm going to have my one bag and then, you know, my other bigger bag, give that to Drew and let him take it to his house. Is there such a scenario?
Well, the scenario would be I've got a bunch of shit in there. I don't want anybody to see.
Is there such a scenario where like, Matt, would you ever get confused? Like, hey, you pick me up at LAX. I'm back from Chicago. We're going to the house. Lynette and Jay Miller. Come on, that boy.
Oh, wow.
I killed them both. And I come walking into my house, and I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, Matt, I'll take this one bag, and you take the other bag, and then you give it to Garagos, and then Garagos will go home with that bag. Would that just be normal operating procedure? Or maybe there's something in that bag.
Yeah, it would feel a little strange.
It'd feel weird, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, come on out in the driveway and just give this bag to that guy. And then that guy will just go home with that bag. And there's just footage of Robert Kardashian like taking this OJ's garment bag, not in OJ's house. It's not like, well, I didn't want to make the long walk up the driveway and throw it into the entry hall. So I just walked over to the Range Rover and took it over here. And then... if that had happened, and at some point somebody said to you or Garagos or whomever, hey, what happened to that bag? Would the answer be, yeah, I don't know. You know how it goes. You put a big garment bag in your car and then
disappears.
It's not around anymore. I didn't even know what. Now, what they did is they got attorney-client privilege immediately.
Yeah.
He got him, like, reinstated as an attorney so that he could say, like, well, that's my bag, or you can't have that bag. But I don't know what his official answer was for that bag. And that's it. So his friend murdered somebody, and then he took care of his friend who murdered somebody. That's all. But anyway, that was on, I was watching that on Netflix the other night. What was his official answer on that Garmin bag, Gary? Did he just say, hey, I'm keeping it? Or did he just go, I'm the attorney, I don't have to return that bag?
I don't know.
Quote, I was raised to be a gentleman. I walked over and I said, let me hold that for you, Kardashian said. And then I walked up to the policeman standing guarding Rockingham and said, I have Mr. Simpson's luggage. And he said, you can't come in. And I said, but it's his luggage. Will you take it? And he said, no, you can't come in. So Kardashian took the bag home. He said he then forgot he had it. And the bag remained in the trunk of my car all night.
And then what?
Well, that's number one. But there's footage of him sneaking the bag out around cops. There is no footage of him stopping with the officer going, excuse me,
yeah.
I have this bag.
Yeah.
It's only footage of him sneaking around and sneaking out with the bag. There right. is no part where he stops. There's plenty of popo there to discuss what we should do with the bag. And we had an episode a little earlier in the week where Drew's wife said, I told you this, and I told you, don't you think LA cops or any cops, if you want, hey, we just accused this guy of murder. We're bringing him for interrogation. This is his bag.
this is the evidence.
Hey, get that shit out of here.
I don't want it.
Put it in incinerator for all I care. Yeah. Don't you think it's standard police policy to go, yes, we'll take that bag and anything else that may have been on his person?
Don't move anything anywhere. Don't move anything.
No. So he did not talk to any cops. But then I guess he put it in the trunk of the car and forgot about it. And then
9 months later, they turned it into the court.
Oh, they did turn it in.
All right. But may have been missing a few things at this 9 months later.
It says, quote, the police could have taken the bag at any time. They never sought to do so. In fact, when we turned it into the court 9 months later, they still never did any tests to see if there was blood. I don't believe they really wanted to know the answer.
That may be true, by the way.
I think they'd like to have had that bag.
No, but I mean, a lot of people think we're in sort of a weird denial about the whole thing. They didn't know. I don't want to know.
Well,
you know,
I think if you would have said to an officer while you're at Rockingham, hey, this is a bag and these are the clothes that OJ is wearing, was wearing the night of the murder. And I'll do you one better, Matt. If you had a bag with my clothes that I was wearing when I was practicing my putting upstairs in my bedroom, as I have to do, and then taking a nap before I got picked up for my Chicago flight, and you said to me, oh, your wife and her friend were murdered and they think you did it, I would say, go get that bag with my clothes in it and give it to the forensic guys at LAPD so that they can see there's no hair, there's no blood, there's no fiber, there's no nothing on those slacks or on that sweater that would ever tie me to this murder, because I was upstairs practicing my putting, then I took a nap, then I caught an Uber to LAX. So as au contraire, I would like them to see these pants because this was a bloody murder. And there would have to be spatters and things like that of nature.
Them to see it, yeah.
So I would like them to see those pants to see that there's no evidence on there.
Of course you would.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't done it.
If I hadn't done it.
Yeah.
There you go. It was you. Anyway.
But then again, you would have done it.
Anyway, Robert's going
to
be missed.
So I got some stuff I want to talk about. But do you guys watch Ozark? Anybody watch Ozark?
I haven't started season two, but I watched the first one.
Oh, I hear it's good.
Good, right?
It's very good.
Season two is good.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I thought the end of season one left a little to be desired.
Really?
It just didn't. Yeah, little.
Why was it so shocking? And then believe me, it pays out. Trust me.
Good.
Trust me, they pick up and tie every end up.
I've always been hoping so, that.
Oh, no. And they set it up for a few more seasons, which I'm ecstatic about when they end season two. But go ahead. What do you got?
I didn't hear anything about Ozark. And then all I've heard is things about Ozark in the last 20 minutes.
Between that and Orange is the New Black, I could just
I don't know about that, Ace, on those. But you'd like Ozark. Jason Bateman's great.
The cast around him
is really good.
He's amazing. Always great.
No, but this is an the acting, it's amazing. That blonde chick that plays the Ruth?
A plus.
Ruth? Oh, my God.
A plus.
I can't figure out who the person is. What is she like as a real person?
She's been in some other stuff, too. I can't think of off the top of my head.
Does she have a heavy accent like that in the real?
No.
Oh, my God.
That's acting.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Now, not as good as your roles, the Olsen twins and Mr. Dad. No,
of course not. How dare you? Of course not. Nowhere, nothing. Can't touch that.
Was it called Double Trouble or what
Minute,
was it?
New York Minute.
Oh, okay. Double Trouble would have been better.
I think that was another video.
Oh, she also had a big arc in The Americans.
Mm-hmm.
She was no accent. She was very good in that, too.
All right. Well, I'll tell you something I'm very good in. True Car. Mm-hmm. I love me some True Car. I'll give you a couple of tips. Let's see. Inflate those tires, really. You hear me say it all the time, but really inflate those tires. It's dangerous. If that thing blows out, it's low tire pressure. Here's another tip you might not know. True Car also helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you're looking to buy new or used. You see what other people paid, so you get a good idea of what you're getting. You lock in your price. You go to your certified dealer, and you enjoy a faster buying experience. And you connect with the True Car certified dealers who are fighting amongst each other to get your business.
Right. So you know it's a good price.
You know it's a good price. So when you're ready to buy new or used, check out the True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. It is True Car. Yeah, my whole thing with, I wanted to bring the bag in, but they wouldn't let me in with the bag. Mr. Kardashian would be, okay. Let's see. There was a super tall gentleman of color, an African-American cop, and a sort of shorter Latina chick. Which one of those stopped you? And then let's ask them if they have any recollection of you trying to go into the house with the bag. Now, or we could just look at the film of you not trying to go into the house with the bag and instead walking car, like sort of kicking it along the ground in front of you.
Why didn't anyone look at the film?
The film was taken by like a news organization, and they just had it, and it was sometime later, like about a month and a half or 2 months later, that this news segment producer or something was like just looking at the film going, wait a minute, that's Kardashian. And the bag had the like American Airlines tag on it that was clearly displayed. And they're like, oh, that's the bag. And he's walking it over. And it's the great part is the assistant like drops it off. And then they do that thing where they have to stand and talk. And it's funny because they look like they're hugging and consoling each other, but they're talking the whole time. Like, Matt, I don't care what happened to you and the old lady or me and the old lady. We'll hug it out, but we're not going to sit there and just hug endlessly.
Yeah.
Like, they're literally like hugging, going, mugga, 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 mugga. And then at a certain point, he picks the bag up and like moves it once and sets it down again. Like, it's clear as a bell. It's clear as a bell. She gave him the bag, and she told him, you got to get rid of this bag. And he's like, all right, well, let's pretend to hug and just leave it here. And for sure, don't do anything weird or herky-jerky. Like, don't pick the bag up and start running or something.
They could have
gotten
her to testify, too, right, if they'd pay attention.
I don't know what happened with the assistant and her side of it, of the bag, but they're clearly just hugging and talking and hugging and talking and hugging and talking. And before you know it, he is now in charge of the bag. Now, I don't know why the assistant can't walk the bag into the house or hand it to the cops, but it appears that wasn't her instructions. Yes?
Yes. I'll take a call. Line one.
Line one. Now, I don't know, Drew, because what happened is OJ came walking in with his shoulder bag. And I think the thought would have been, well, if you come home from New York with no bag, someone's going to go, where are the bags?
Right.
But if you come in holding a satchel, it's like, all right, that's OJ. Is that your luggage? Yeah, that's what you got. You took that to Chicago? Yeah, that's my bag. Oh, okay.
Right. It's distraction.
Right. But here's a second bag. You handle that. And to be fair, the LAPD's stupid. And they didn't even know. There's just this.
Well, they were all his buddies, too, right? Right? I mean, they didn't want to believe he had done this. Right?
Except for Furman. He was a racist. Right. Okay. Hey, Mike, 37, California.
Hi, guy. Adam, first of all, I want to say I'm the one who tweeted you the guy with the coexist tattoo.
Coexist tattoo. Gary must have gotten this.
Probably, yeah. He posted it on Instagram and everything.
Yeah, that sounded familiar. Mm-hmm.
It was a couple weeks ago. Anyway.
I hope that guy gets abducted by ISIS. Which guy?
Something.
Which guy? Gary.
OJ. No, but I don't understand what we're Kardashian. Referring to. No.
You tweeted me the picture of the guy with the coexist.
I don't know what that
tattoo.
Is.
Tattoo?
Yeah, on his back.
On his back. I hope yeah. that guy.
But I mean, but to the
not
listener.
Not any of the Kardashians.
But I get that guy, but what is the relevance of that? What was it?
You never seen a coexist bumper sticker?
I've seen the bumper sticker. It was that on his back. It's,
yes, it was terrible.
All right, okay.
It was horrible.
All right.
Anyway, so I have a parent, my mom. She's experiencing some mental health issues, and she refuses to accept the fact. She was in a locked facility for over 21 days. Mm. She got picked up on a 5150, and then they held her over for 2 weeks, which is 5250, and then they kept extending it.
Yeah. So what's going on with her? What's the deal?
She says that she has never been diagnosed with anything, which she sounds like she has. I work in the mental health field. I'm an LPT, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
What's a licensed?
Yeah, licensed psych tech.
Psych tech? Yeah. Oh, the P.
Yeah.
With not the puh sound. That would always screw me up.
So when she was in there, they gave her
What does it sound like? Okay. You're about to give a diagnostic impression. Go ahead.
Oh, cyclothymia.
You're not going to be 21 days on a locked unit with cyclothymia. That's the whole point about cyclothymia. It's sort of mild. So you're talking about she has a manic episode of bipolar, and she must be in her 60s or 70s?
No, she's in her early 50s.
All right.
And this just started like maybe 4 years ago. She never had any sort of mental health issues before that.
Yeah. She's in her early 50s?
So she was 2018 or something when she had him.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. Yeah.
All right,
wait a minute. Early 50s? You're 37.
Yeah, she's 54.
18. 17. Yeah.
Right. That means you have a pregnant at 16 or 17?
16 and pregnant.
Huh. I have an older sister.
Oh, my God. So listen, to say that she doesn't have mental health problems, that's not true. Because the two pregnancies under 17 is a marker for mental health problems, okay?
Well, so, they never manifested.
Yeah. So
old was she when she was pregnant with your sister?
16.
She was pregnant at 16.
And then immediately got pregnant again?
No, my sister's 2 years older than me.
Gary's a math guy.
We're Gary's trying to do the math here. It's not working.
My mom was born in 64. So she's
54.
Yeah, 54.
She must have had your sister when she was 15.
That could be. That's possible.
All right. So that's profound something going on.
Yeah.
And maybe she was manic back then. Drugs and alcohol?
Nothing more than the typical 70s, weed
What kind of family did she come from?
Yeah, what kind of trauma?
She was pregnant at 15 and pregnant again at 17?
My grandmother took off, and so she was raised with by my grandpa, who's passed away. But it didn't sound like an easy life.
Mike? As much as she's in denial and lacks insight into her mental illness, you're in massive denial about it, too. You're minimizing everything. You're putting a gloss on stuff. She has had probably horrible trauma at the hands of your grandfather. She's an abandoning mother with some mental illness. Moms don't go away like that without something really serious going on.
What was whole high school like
for her? Pregnant twice under 17? Come on now.
Did she even graduate high school?
Not high school, but she did get her GED later on. I'm not glossing over. Like I see everything.
She's been through some, and God knows what she's been through.
Yeah, Mike, you called somebody with 21 days on a locked unit cyclothymia. That's a gloss.
Well,
you called her life. Like, it must have been kind of not such a great. It must have been tough growing up with profound dysfunction, horrible trauma, two pregnancies under 17. You can't be firm enough in describing this as meltdown mental health problems.
How the hell did you get raised, Mike? Who raised you and your older sister? What kind of shape is she in?
She's been in Taiwan for the past 10 years teaching English. So,
how old is your older sister?
39.
So what year was she born in? She was 79. She was born in 79. So your mom was born in 64. All right. So she was born in 79, born in 79. I mean, you got to be pregnant for 9 months.
14. Right. Maybe, yeah, might be pregnant at 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, all that's going on. Hey, I would look very hard for a medical problem underlying what's happening to your mom. Why the decompensation in her 50s?
Yeah.
Look very hard for an underlying medical condition, an early malignancy, coronary disease, a million different things can trigger these manias, thalamic infarcts. I mean, look around. I mean, make sure she gets a thorough, thorough medical evaluation.
Well, she doesn't want to do any of that. That's the only thing. She doesn't think anything's wrong.
Right. And as you know, one of the features of major mental illness is lack of insight, lack of willingness. That's a feature of it. And so you need to get a team around her that knows how to manage that.
Yeah. I mean, she's very religiously preoccupied.
Oh, boy.
Flighty ideas, stuff like that. It's all just classic symptoms.
Is she not taking her meds? She's not taking her meds?
She's not taking any meds.
Oh,
they never gave her any. They gave her some stuff when she was locked up, but nothing afterwards. Ativan. That's it.
Doesn't make much sense, does it?
No. No. She needs a mood stabilizer is what she needs.
Well, clearly. But she must have refused to take it, right?
When she was locked up, she didn't have a choice.
I understand.
Gave her an IM.
But when she left, I'm sure they tried to give her something and she refused to take it.
Yeah, she's very hesitant to take anything psychotropic.
See if you can get her in and get on something long-acting injectables, you know, some long-acting Zyprexa or, you know, Risperidol, something like that, and Risperidone, and then get a medical evaluation. And just don't argue about it. Just find a way to get her in and just take care of business. I mean, this is, again, get a conservatorship if you need to. Sounds like she's in position for that. And if you want to do the conservatorship or your sister doesn't want to do the conservatorship, obviously she's in Taiwan, can't get a professional conservator and take care of business. Let's get her better.
Let me ask you about injectable, Drew. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this. Now, is it safe to say that injectable now with some of these drugs is instead of taking a pill every day, you get an injection once a month or once a thing, right?
Yes.
Now, I get as a layperson this notion of putting something under your skin that you're slowly dissolves into your
pellet,
whatever, under your skin, and then your body slowly absorbs it.
Yeah.
Injection feels different to me.
It's oil. It's an oil-based and slowly absorbed.
Oh, it's oil-based.
Yeah.
So if someone gives you a traditional injection, it's right in.
Yeah.
But the oil's more viscous.
Yeah.
And so it injects. It
absorbs slow.
So they inject it where? Into like
your
a fatty
hip,
area,
your hip, yeah,
and
yeah,
it sort of sits there.
Yeah.
And your body, and it very slowly permeates
into
your oil. All right. Do your business, Drew.
Pluto TV. I love these guys. Leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 television channels, thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Pluto TV. Just get the app. You can do it now. Seriously, do it right now. Pluto TV, while I'm reading this thing and telling you about it. They never ask for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up. You just download that app and you're watching for free. You get a huge menu of all kinds of cool channels. Looks just like a cable service or a satellite service. It's easy, completely legal. Pluto TV, watch your favorite TV shows, watch hit movies all for free. Never pay for TV again. Just download Pluto TV. What are you waiting for? Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere you stream, use Pluto TV. And you will, it's so instant, it's so clear, and it's such a great series of options. You will be impressed as I was. I sat here in disbelief at what was available through Pluto. And also now, Chassis Channel, the Corolla Channel, and hopefully the Dr. Drew Channel soon enough.
Channel 501.
Yep.
Nothing better than a good answer, Drew.
Yeah.
Because you talk about this, you know, the tabs you put under the skin, and then you talked about, but this is injectable, and my brain immediately goes to, but you inject something, it just goes into your system immediately, like mainlining anything. It's a faster path in my mind. So how can injection last a month?
Well, and to be fair, all injection is absorbed from the muscle and soft tissue, right? But you're right. Most of it is aqueous, an aqueous solution, so it's absorbed quickly over like 6 to 8 hours. this is an oil-based, these sorts of systems for slow delivery.
It's a satisfying answer, Drew. Yeah, what else can I say about that?
And to be fair, there might be other sorts of things like that that they put together to, you know, sort of deliver over time. I think Vivitrol is a little different, but it's the same idea. Slow delivery over time.
I'm guessing it's a slightly bigger bore needle.
Yep. And it's harder to push through for us. We have to really, you know, it's an oil. You're pushing it in. It takes a minute. Hurts a little bit, too. That's why people don't like it.
Well, anytime something gets a little bigger, whether it's a syringe or your chode.
Your chode or your schwanz.
It hurts a little more, but it's worth it. All right.
keep going. Keep going down that path.
I know.
Testicles bigger don't hurt so much.
No.
Well, they get hurt, though.
You go to adamcarolla.com to find out where the live shows are going on and go to Chassis and see all our cool offerings over there and get some cool merch and stuff with logos, new logos on it. Get a beach towel with my dog Phil on it at adamcarolla.com and download Podcast One app and listen to that. Drew, what do you got?
DrDrew.com. Check it out. Also, I need people over at Instagram. I'm going to start to do some Instagram live broadcasts, and I'm experimenting with that. So, place to ask questions. I'll just answer them live at Instagram. So, check out the Instagram. It's DrDrewPinsky, Dr. Drew Pinsky. And to get in our contact mailing list at DrDrew.com, we'll try to answer it on the various podcasts then.
So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.